USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Rescue crews are scrambling to help an American cave diver trapped deep in an underground cavern where he may be forced to reside for weeks. Media reports indicate 40-year-old Mark Dickey experienced some kind of medical episode while cave diving with a small group in southern Turkey's Taurus Mountains. Doctors and rescuers have been able to reach Dickey's location in the cavern, but he may require a stretcher to get out, and the underground tunnels may be too tight to squeeze. Former top Trump White House aide Peter Navarro is now convicted on charges of contempt of Congress. Navarro immediately reacted, saying he felt muzzled by the courts, but quickly turned things over to his attorneys.
There's some issues that each of my attorneys here, Mr. Irving, Mr. Brand, where do these guys go?
Navarro was found guilty of disobeying congressional subpoenas for testimony and information related to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. Next week, the Senate set to initiate the process of advancing a package of government funding bills as Congress works to avert a potential shutdown by month's end. From the left wing of the Democratic Party, one lawmaker is already accusing MAGA Republicans in the House of deliberately undermining the U.S. economy in favor of scoring political points.
They think that if they can impose a lot of pain on the economy, a lot of pain on the American people, that will help Donald Trump.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking on MSNBC Thursday, a faction of conservative voices in the House is indicating their intent to resist any government funding bills that do not incorporate drastically reduced spending levels, the southern border, and the Justice Department. Tonight marked the kickoff of the NFL's first game, the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs playing host to the Detroit Lions. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Across much of the U.S., record-breaking heat persisted Wednesday, and there's more in store. The National Weather Service forecasts sweltering temperatures will continue to affect millions through Friday in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast and persist into the weekend in Texas and surrounding areas. The desert Southwest is also bracing for scorching conditions once more, with Phoenix facing an excessive heat warning from Saturday morning through Sunday evening, with highs soaring above 110 degrees. On Wednesday, the Weather Service issued a heat advisory for regions housing over 90 million Americans. One cabinet member in the U.S. may have his salary cut if House Republicans get their way.
House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. The amendment uses the Holman rule to reduce federal officials' salaries, with Republicans targeting Mayorkas for the crisis, blaming administration policies. This move represents the latest GOP effort concerning the administration's handling of the surging migrant crisis impacting sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago. I'm John Schaefer.
A Los Angeles judge is sentencing That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson to prison for 30 years to life following his conviction on 2 counts of rape. Masterson's attorneys have already noted their intent to appeal the conviction. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent sin, all over Febreze car clips right on your vent.